Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, Stat or Story time on a Wednesday slightly after 8:15. We'll see if any of us have the same story again
this week. You should go first there.
You want me to go first?
Can confirm. 100% locked in. Phil Knight did indeed use that quote 5 years ago when I was a younger man. I had a great interest.
Okay. Confirmed.
Yeah.
Not going to buy the Blazers.
Will not be buying the Blazers. Not even interested.
Or is it a smokescreen?
No.
Is it a negotiation tactic?
I could see the ownership group, if they're coming from, they're not like Pacific Northwest base, wanting to see if he might come in as a minority owner.
Hey, if help us fix up the area. You want to put some money into a restaurant
just
here?
Just as a local, you know.
How about Phil's?
Phil's
place?
Phil will be in the meetings Phil's and grease place. The wheels sort of thing.
Yeah, all right. I will go first today.
Wow.
Since my story was rudely taken last week, and, you know, there was no point. Stat or story, your number today is 54.
Okay.
54. Is it the number of home runs that Shoeless Joe Jackson hit in his career, who is now eligible after throwing World Series games for the Hall of Fame?
Is there a reason we're putting him on that list? Because we know why Rose is on it.
I don't know. None of it makes
well,
sense.
Well, he's...
Donald told Rob, you better put him
better
on
do it.
It.
Better do it. Rob. Do it, Rob. Or is it the age?
It's Trump time.
Of the alligator who was a movie star that appeared in Happy Gilmore who recently passed away.
Are we doing alligator, like cat dog years things? Like where 1 year
do alligators
is
have
years?
Years? Do they do that with
I'm
alligators?
I'm asking you.
I'm reading the article. I
That's
have the age.
Be a stat.
I have the age of the article.
Don't live 54 years.
They don't live 54 years.
They're prehistoric creatures.
Been around a while.
But yeah, that seems a little long. I will go stat as well.
I love it, dude. I love when the shoe's on the other foot. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, he's going to buzz it, obviously.
Yeah, we screwed it up.
Yeah.
Oh, there
yeah,
we go.
You guys are correct. It is a stat. Shoeless Joe Jackson hit 54 home runs in his career.
I mean, 56.
He had a lot of triples. Well, that was back when ballparks, it was like, you know, 457 to left center field.
This alligator is going to be 88 years old.
The alligator's name is Morris. He appeared in Happy Gilmore. He was a alligator in Happy Gilmore. Yeah. He was
got,
also in Dr.
Chubbs.
Yeah, Dr. Dolittle 2.
Okay.
Sniping hands here left and right before Happy wrestled him in the pond.
Okay.
Now, does he make an appearance in Happy Gilmore 2? I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out when the movie comes out.
CGI'd in.
They're not specifically sure his exact age, but he is over 80 years old. The alligator Morris was over 80 years old,
That's
according
real?
To the
I thought those things
Colorado Gator
years.
Farm. They posted it on their Facebook. It's their oldest alligator in the Colorado Gators Reptile Park. He's
there
been at
go.
The park for over 20 years,
okay.
and he passed away from old age. He was at least 80 or 90 years old, according to their estimates.
The average American alligator lives 30 to 50 years, so that was remarkable.
He's a little bit more slipping
well,
long
he was
life.
Living the good life in a park.
It wasn't,
he's a movie star, man.
I'm going to say,
dude,
you
he's
probably...
He's pampered. He's getting his makeup done. They even estimated he might have been over 100 years old. They can't specifically be sure how old he is, but they know for certain he was over 80. Yeah.
You also just kind of just... jumped all over my FUP date there.
Oh, was he in your FUP date? Or Shoeless
no,
Joe Jackson was?
Animal Facts.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
Your number's 31.
31.
Is it the age of old Paul Allen when he purchased the Blazers?
Ooh.
Or is it the amount of saves Jake Ottinger had last night from my Dallas Stars?
I'm going to go stat. I'm going to go stat.
I'm going to go story.
I feel like my logic's wrong, but I'm going to go stat.
What's your logic? You haven't
I feel
used
like he was
it.
Older than that. I feel like he was older than 31.
Okay.
I know he was younger.
I don't think
I'm trying to think of how old he was when he passed away. What was he in his late 60s? When he passed away? Mid 60s? And he bought the team in the late 80s?
I thought it was late 50s.
He was in his late 50s? He looked horrible for late 50s.
He was not a healthy individual.
If he's in his late 50s, he's got... I mean,
I don't think the Jets got them any shots on the frame, though, last night.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
Okay, story.
Story.
Stat. Okay, let's go in the order in which they were given. Dirt.
Hey.
Flag.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul Allen was 35 when 35. He purchased the Blazers.
Hey, the logic was right.
$70 million in 1988. That thing about to sell for $4 billion.
How much did he buy it for in 88?
$70 million.
$70 million. Quite the investment.
$70 million gets you $4 billion in return.
It was just the team back then.
That is an ROI. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, Jake Ottinger was lights out. The Jets were grounded by the
Stars.
They were grounded.
Kyle Connor had a couple of point blank opportunities.
Trace
there.
Uno, they won that game.
Yeah.
Ottinger.
We got a 3-1 series lead. The Stars seem like a team of destiny right now.
Stars are aligned.
Stars Oilers. It's going to be a lot of fun in the Western Conference Finals.
All right. There yet.
Your final number is. Come on. Oh, come on, computer. This is ridiculous. 1875. 1875. Is it the most number of points Tyrese Halliburton has scored in a single NBA season in his career?
How much?
Sorry.
1875.
75.
Or is it the year Alexander P. Ashbourne got his patent for the biscuit cutter, as today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Yeah, have yourself a biscuit.
Some biscuits tonight.
I mean, how do you even begin to try and calculate how many points? I mean, I have no frame of reference on that.
I'm just going to say story.
What's a good stat for, like, a good year for an NBA player scoring in 82 games? It's a total of points. I don't even know where to begin with that. Give me story. I'll go story, too.
Damn it.
The suspense is killing me.
God,
hey!
Yes.
Halliburton, in the regular season, the most points he scored in his season, 1,389 last season in 23-24. And so, yeah, he's, you know, if you score 2,000 points in an NBA season, you are going to be among the top five.
Okay, you're the elite of the elite.
In the league. So he had, that was 20.1 per game last year. He played 69 games. He played 73 this season, averaged 18.6.
Biscuits kind of make me horny.
Biscuits are delightful.
Yes, it is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. So biscuits were first started to be made back in the late 1700s. They found that they would hold well for Civil War soldiers.
Those biscuits were terrible.
Yeah.
Just rock hard.
But no, Alexander P. Ashbourne was an inventor originally born into slavery. In 1875, he patented the biscuit cutter. And then in the late 1800s, biscuits and gravy started to become a regular breakfast item for peoples.
God, I love biscuits and gravy.
And so, yeah,
biscuits
so,
and gravy's elite.
Mm.
Do you make a good biscuits and gravy?
I don't. My wife does.
Really?
I've never personally made biscuits and gravy.
Never once.
Never once.
Yeah, the key is don't go overboard with the flour. You got to get the ratios of buttermilk to flour to cold butter. And that is
what... you're talking about the biscuit.
Yeah, the biscuit.
Oh, I was talking about the gravy.
Oh.
The
gravy. For gravy, you just need...
Well, ratios and gravy is important.
Ratio and gravy is very important.
You don't want it too watery.
No.
But you don't want it to not move.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want it
You don't
that
want it
thick.
To be paste. It still has to flow.
Yeah, I love biscuits, man. I wish I made biscuits more often than I do, because I usually buy the Pillsbury Doughboy ones.
They'd be nice to have around the house just constantly.
A drop biscuit is so elite.
Yeah,
and when you come in after somebody has just baked them and you have the aroma of fresh baked biscuits
in the
household.
I love to cook, but the time that it takes to cook. I made a black bean burger yesterday for my vegetarian child.
There you go.
And yuca fries. Wow. Turned out really good. An hour and 40 minutes.
Takes a long time.
Sweating.
A lot of process.
Kitchen's
a
mess.
A lot of prep. Yeah. A lot of prep.
Things everywhere. The cleanup takes an hour.
Oh,
you got to wash everything. I mean, just a pain in the butt.
All right. Go get a biscuit.
I'll eat a biscuit. Biscuits sound delightful.